Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we bring you a fascinating or provocative excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. For deep, penetrating conversations, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we bring you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a complete podcast archive, we're approaching 200 episodes, very exciting, over at PleasureMechanics.com. All right, so this week I am bringing you an excerpt from Women's Sexual Passages by Elizabeth Davis. Elizabeth Davis has been a midwife and women's health practitioner since 1978, and she has written a bunch of books about midwifery and women's sexual health. And I find her to be a very calming and wise resource when it comes to women's sexuality, especially when it comes to hormonal changes. And this book specifically focuses on sexual passages, so sexual awakening, menstruation, birth, menopause, these phases that all women go through, and she looks at her collective experience and offers wisdom about each of these sexual passages. I want to read to you a very short excerpt. This is going to be a short episode, I think, but I think this topic is really important for us all to think about and consider, and that is sex and anger. So she says, "If there is a deep-seated anger in relationships, sexual intimacy will all but vanish. As expert Marilyn Rumin, PhD, says, quote, anger is almost always the enemy of desire and is one of the best places to look when your sex life is floundering. Unfortunately, anger is often repressed or unconscious in relationships. Typically, one partner will try to force the other to act the anger out, while taking a turn at resistance and avoidance. These patterns usually have roots in a childhood spent with parents doing much the same, enacting extremes of submission and domination. Particularly when chemical dependency, physical abuse, or sexual abuse are part of the family story, a survivor comes to believe, and rightly so in such situations, that expressing anger leads to danger and unhappiness. An unhealthy relationship to anger is also endemic of patriarchy, with its hierarchical structure of privilege based on power over rather than power with others. In truth, anger is a natural emotion, nothing to feel ashamed of. It's what we do with it that counts. If we enact patriarchal values by using our anger to try to control others, we miss its real purpose in our lives. To spur us to take a stance against injustice, cruelty, and violence. The shadow side of anger is sadness and loss. If there are unresolved traumas in the family history that have filtered into the relationship, they must be worked through before there can be any hope for intimacy. Time is of the essence, though, especially for the relationship in which anger has been repressed but is now beginning to explode. The longer a couple has been holding back and accumulating resentment, the more each will expect or will try to force the other to make it up to them. This can lead to various forms of abuse and also serves to illustrate why patterns of dependency and abuse tend to be self-perpetuating. One way to work with occasional anger is to recognize that it correlates to need. It is important to acknowledge our anger, yes, but it is even more critical and functional to articulate the need it represents. If a couple can agree to deal with anger as it arises by making time to hear each other's needs and attempting either to meet them or to negotiate alternatives, intimacy may soon resurface. It may also be necessary to weed out patterns of avoidance in the relationship. Spending inordinate amounts of time in separate parts of the house, taking meals separately, going to bed at different times, or arguing just before bed are classic examples of repressed anger, as are not taking care of oneself physically, neglecting shared environments, particularly the bedroom, or cluttering free time with small talk and busy work. Deliberate changes in these areas can prompt discussion, but should this escalate to confrontation that only makes matters worse, professional help is called for." End quote. Okay, so that was heavy and dense, and the pieces I really want to highlight for you are the idea that anger has to be dealt with as it arises, or it becomes resentment. And resentment is one of the toxic twins I often talk about, resentment and regret, shame and guilt. These emotional pairs seep into our sex lives in a very subtle way sometimes, and it becomes the point where we don't know why we're distant from our partner, we're not intimate, we're not feeling like having sex, we're turning away from our partner, and only upon examination do we reveal the true sources of our distance. And anger and resentment is one of the biggest things I see in so many couples I work with. And it can be over little things like continuously putting wet towels on the floor when you've discussed it a million times, or it can be big things like relationships to in-laws, or how you're balancing bringing work home from the office and not spending time with the kids, or finances are a really big source of anger that I see in couples. And these things need to be dealt with as they arise, or else they become patterns and then they become resentment, and it can really destroy your love, which is still there. And I think that's what's important to remind ourselves of, is the reasons we love our partners are usually still right there. There's this big wellspring of positive emotions and memories and so much love for one another. But it gets buried in these toxic emotions of resentment and anger. And we can excavate that. We can scrape that layer off and deal with it, and underneath find all the good stuff still waiting for us. So when I hear from couples who talk about they've gone distant from one another, they're just not into one another anymore, every time he touches me, I cringe, all of these statements, the first thing to look at is, are you angry with one another? Do you have built up resentment that you haven't expressed? And again, this can be over little things, petty things seemingly, that just have accumulated, or big things. And so the hard work here is to talk to one another, to bring these subjects up and come up with solutions. And what we recommend is dealing with things in small incremental steps. So if the wet towels always end up on the bathroom floor, you make sure there's a hook installed. You say, okay, just for 1 week, try to get your towel on the hook. And if you do that, let's build in a reward system. Like, and what could that reward be? A good beer at your favorite bar, a blowjob, a trip to the country, like whatever it is, build in a little reward system to motivate that habitual change. And if you work on little incremental steps over the course of your relationship, you can make profound emotional changes. And this is something Charlotte and I have been working on constantly in our relationship. I inherited a lot of stressful behavior and negativity from my own family. And Charlotte is just a bundle of sunshine, as you probably know if you listen to this podcast. And she was not willing to be in relationship with me if every time a driver cut me off, I would go into a fit of anger. She really wanted a positive lifestyle together. And so over the course of 8 years, I have completely changed the way I react to things, the way I talk about things, the way I respond to situations. And I feel better about it. She feels better about it. But we worked on it incrementally. And we didn't allow anger and resentment to build up. And I think that's what's so important here. And so I'm going to challenge you, if you are in a relationship, and we're all in actual relationships with many people in our lives, so this doesn't have to be with a sexual partner, find someone in your life that you have residual anger with and have a conversation about it. Do that hard work of saying, I care about you, I love you, but there is this thing that's happening that is really causing a lot of anger to build up for me, and I want to resolve it. Let's work on it. Try it. It sounds scary, it sounds intimidating, and I think the natural thing is to say, like, let's just tuck it away, let's just move on, pretend it's not happening. But as this passage points out, if you do that that anger seeps into your relationship. It poisons it slowly, and it's no good in the end. So let's do the hard work together this week. If you do this challenge and you have a good outcome or any outcome at all, write to me. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com. Share your experience. I'd love to hear what happened and see how it makes you feel to clear up some of that resentment and let go of that layer and expose more of the love you have for the people in your life. All right. I would love to hear what you have to say about the relationship of anger and sexuality in your relationship. You can always find us at pleasuremechanics.com. We love hearing from you. And we will see you on Friday with our full episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.